on the Fan. The number to join the show, 888-808-1019. Rami Lavi behind the glass. What's good, brother?
Is this thing on?
Yeah, it's on. The final New York football Sunday. Thank you. Thank you, football gods. It's finally over. The player, that is, on the field, because we have a lot of off-the-field talk. We've got coaching candidates for the Jets. One might stay, one might go for the Giants when both jabronis need to go. And that's where I'm going to start. By the way, football picks at 5 a.m. 68-59-1 in the season. How you like me now? All right. 18-31-1. No, that's not my pant size. And no, that's not my nephew's pant sizes. That is the record of the Giants under this regime. 18-31-1. And if we exclude the 6-1 start, it's even worse. We okay back there? It's even worse. But yet, one might come back, Joe Sheen, and the other one might be gone, Brian Daboll. How does that work? How does that happen? You made the playoffs the first year. We've heard that a million times. A lot of those guys weren't your guys, by the way, the quarterback. And then you have a decision to make. Do we sign him long term? Do we give him a multi-year deal? Or do we franchise him? They gave him a long-term deal. They gave him a four-year deal. A deal he did not deserve. Now, yes, you made the playoffs. You beat the Vikings, and he got smashed out by the Eagles. And things have not been the same since. Yes, you won Coach of the Year. But look what's happened since. The Giants have been an utter disaster. Last year, and even worse this year. And that Hard Knocks thing, and I told you about Joe Shane. He has that, I'm going to stab you in the back face. He has that look. He has that look that if you're in the playground in junior high school, that face you just want to punch. That smart ass look. When the owner said he couldn't sleep, he wouldn't be able to sleep at night if Saquon went to Philadelphia. And that smirk, when he had that smirk, and I mentioned it before the season started, that smirk said it all about him to me. And now look. Look at their record this year. A disaster. 9,000 quarterbacks. A disaster. And yet one gets to stay and the other one is going to be out the door? Make it make sense. Please. This is what you gave me to work with. If I'm Coach Daboll, this is what I'm saying. This is what you gave me to work with. And yet you get to stay, but I go? So let's say that happens. Bye-bye, Brian Daboll. Now I'm in favor of both going. See you later. Start over. You have a top five pick. Start over. I know Giant fans don't want to hear that, but guess what? It is the best thing for your franchise. Start over. Have you seen the division? You think the Eagles are going to go backwards? You think the Cowboys are going to be the same thing as this year? All the injuries they had? And have you seen what Washington's done? Year one, under that regime, top pick, draft correctly, get your quarterback, 11-win season. Rip the Band-Aid off. Be done with it. But let's say you do that. Joe Shane comes back. Brian Daboll's gone. Now he hires a coach. And if you look at their schedule next season, ha! Whatever the number is, take the under. For the third year in a row, I'm going to tell you, take the under. You'll be thanking me later if you bet heavy on it. I don't care what the number is, take the under. Now he hires a coach. They crap the bet again. Guess who's going to be gone? the GM. And now guess what? You're going to have to hire another GM who's going to have a coach he did not hire. You talk about a mess. It's only going to get worse. It's only going to get worse. So why not start over? Go get your GM. Let him hire the coach. You have a top pick. You have some talent on this team. Start over and do this right. Because clearly, Brian Daboll did not have his quarterback. And they've sucked for it. 18-31-1. With a game to play later on today versus Philadelphia. A game we'll talk about. We're going to do 8 games. It's going to be tough. Because honestly speaking, all the inactives that have come over my phone, I give up. 9,000 names from Adam Schefter's account, I give up. Like, I'm just going to pick the games. That's it. I'll pick the Lions and Vikings game, big game. I'll pick the Washington Cowboy game. Seeding-wise, that's a big game. The Buccaneers winning in. Falcons trying to stay alive. Broncos, Chiefs. Broncos trying to get in. Dolphins, Jets. Dolphins win. Broncos lose. Dolphins in. So we'll pick those games. But do you want both back, one back, or none back? To me, start over. Either they both come back, or they both see you later. Side of the road, with a backpack, hitchhiking, out of town. Because they don't deserve a Lyft or an Uber, I'll tell you that. Now, last week, they won a game versus the Colts, the best they looked all season. I told you Joey Flacco was starting. I wanted chaos. We got chaos. Giant fans lost their you-know-what. We don't have the number one pick anymore. Now, how important was the number one pick? Because you get to decide the draft. You get to decide who you want. You get to pick who you want. If you didn't believe in these quarterbacks, then I said take Travis Hunter. Don't give me this trade down nonsense. There's a generational football player in this draft. His name is Travis Hunter. If you have the chance to take him, you take him. Now, if you go to the world-famous Tankathon, they have the number one pick right now, the Cleveland Browns, taking Shedeur Sanders number one. Well, Mr. Massage Man is still on the roster. Then number two, the Patriots, Travis Hunter. Cam Ward going to the Titans, and then you're picking four, Giants. No man's land. The top three guys in this draft, meaning the two quarterbacks and Travis Hunter, off the board. They have the Giants taking Will Johnson, cornerback from Michigan. The best cornerback in this draft is Travis Hunter. Will Johnson, nothing to sneeze at. But all's not lost. You still can get the number two pick. If by some miracle the Patriots win, Titans win, correct? Patriots, Titans win, and then they get the number two pick. But if you stay at four and you want to trade up, what are you willing to give up? What are you willing to give up? Me, I've gone on for weeks saying, you got to get a quarterback, got to get a quarterback. But then if you don't believe in the quarterback, take Travis Hunter. Take Travis Hunter. To me, he's a can't miss. He's going to play a little offense. He's going to be a lockdown corner. He's going to excite the fan base. But if you want Shedeur Sanders, the circus that you've complained about, and we've gone over this for months, taking phone calls from Giant fans, you don't want the circus. You don't want the circus. Well, you better hope the circus comes to town in Cleveland. Better hope the circus comes to town in Tennessee and scares him off from taking his son. But to me, both guys have to go. Both. The coach, Brian Daboll, and Joe Shane, they both have to go. How can you have Shane stay, but Brian Daboll goes? How? He cooked the dish for Daboll. This is what you're working with. You signed Drew Lock, $5 million backup, only to put Tommy DeVito over him to start the nonsense. I still can't believe people thought Tommy DeVito was the answer. What? What? Like I've said, I'm grateful for Tommy DeVito. Thank you. But whoever thought that he was going to be the answer? If you thought the Giants were going to do anything this year, I tried to warn you. Take down the 6.5. And next year, if you think this year's bad, with the schedule for next year, I know things could change, free agency, who goes here, what goes there. But going on the names of the teams, it's going to be another long season in Jersey, in that building, in the tri-state area for Giant fans. It's going to be another long season. So why not bring in a new GM, bring in a new coach, year one. Let them try to get this right. Let them try to build a culture. I'd rather struggle with a first-year coach and a first-year GM than go through this again with the same GM and go through the same nonsense and have him pick a coach. And when you have this high of a pick, do we not remember Evan Neal? How's that working out? You need a carpet for your apartment? Call Evan Neal over. He'll just lay down for you. You can put your couch right on top of him. A couch, coffee table, a chest, whatever. Whatever. He'll lay right down for you. He won't move. Perfect furniture. Perfect carpet, I should say. Boom, right there. Kayvon Thibodeau. Last year, he played well. This year, he's too busy making commercials. Spend more time on TV and commercials than on the field. You need a wet blanket? You got the cornerback Banks. He can't cover anyone. I had Giant fans actually calling the radio station saying he's going to be a Pro Bowler. Lockdown corner. In what country? In what country was that man going to be a Pro Bowler? I didn't see it. He did a lot of chirping on social media. Karma's a bitch. Because you got your ass whipped all over the field this year. You got humbled. You were humbled. Hopefully you were humbled. And you put in the work this offseason to prove me and other people wrong. Because you deserve the criticism. Now the Giants, pass rush, solid. No question about it. They get after the quarterback. They disrupt the quarterback. But you need a secondary. Ha! Do you need help in the secondary? How does Xavier McKinney look like this year? Pro Bowler. They didn't want to pay him. Joe Shane laughed about paying Saquon Barkley. 2,000 yards later, my man's going to the playoffs. And in any other season, because let's be honest, the MVP, it's a quarterback award. And it pisses me off because you have Ja'Marr Chase having the season he's having. You have Saquon Barkley having the season he's having. Saquon Barkley should be top three minimum MVP. And before the season, I told you guys, he's going to do this. If he stays healthy, he's going to do this. Oh, Saquon's not going to stay healthy, blah, blah, blah. It's amazing what you can do with an offensive line. Saquon's always had the talent. And when on the Giants, when the game plan is load the box and make the quarterback beat you, you know how that goes. You're going to get worn out. But in Philadelphia, where he doesn't have an elite quarterback, Jalen Hurts is not an elite quarterback. He's not. He's a good quarterback. We have A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, Dallas Goedert when he's healthy, a tight end. That offensive line. And Saquon Barkley looks pretty, pretty good in that Kelly Green uniform. 888-808-1019. Your calls after the breakout. Cintron on the Fan. Back after this.